Concours Écricom 2012, épreuve orale de langue anglaise. Texte numéro 12. Olympic Britain versus Royal Britain. The risks and rewards of hosting the 2012 Olympics and a royal jubilee in austerity Britain. British voters are braced for a horrible 2012. The country nearly tops international rankings for economic pessimism. Though David Cameron's coalition government also expects a tough year, ministers hope that the public mood will be lifted by the Diamond Jubilee marking Queen Elizabeth II's 60 years on the throne, and a few weeks later by the London Olympics. Together, these events should dominate the summer. The festivities should serve a dual purpose, the Prime Minister said. They must celebrate what is already great about Britain and show a watching world that the country is open, strong, confident, and moving forward to a better future. Amid grumbling from Londoners about the cost and inconvenience of hosting the Olympics, the capital's mayor, Boris Johnson, has urged people to enjoy a summer like no other. Yet politicians are being glib if they present the 2012 London Olympics and Diamond Jubilee as almost a single event, offering a summer of cheer to hard-pressed voters at home, as well as a chance to show off to the world, putting the great back into Great Britain. The country is in an odd mood. There's no national consensus about what Britishness means, and the summer's two set-piece events will present quite different accounts of the nation. The Diamond Jubilee, an historical rarity last seen in 1897, unfashionably celebrates a hereditary elite. Yet oddly, it is so far proving less contentious than the Olympics, a popular festival of global sport and celebrity. Start with the question of Britishness and presenting Britain to the world. To borrow Mr. Cameron's formulation, the Jubilee will be about celebrating what many Britons feel is already great about their country, from its history to its democratic stability, the Second World War, in which the Queen served, and its flair for ceremony. It will be Britain's event, to which others will be invited. The Olympics will show the country in a different light. The Games will be the world's event, at which the British will dream of coming fourth in the medal tables. Perhaps the greatest irony is that the Royal Jubilee may have a better chance of navigating the British public's deep rage at high-level extravagance and abuses of power. The monarchy is hardly an egalitarian's dream, but it can draw on centuries of historical and material capital to put on a decent show with little fresh outlay. The Olympic movement, a juggernaut controlled by an unaccountable sporting elite, is less flexible. The danger signs are in place, with newspapers reporting on the five-star hotel rooms reserved for foreign Olympic bigwigs and the miles of special traffic lanes that will be reserved for Olympic VIPs. Perhaps sporting success will neutralise public resentment, and the country will feel only pride at hosting a splendid Games, fueling new confidence in Britain's future. But for now, the Olympic debate revolves around material costs and benefits rather than glory. If you want certain cheer, bet on a celebration of Britain's past. Fin du texte numéro 12.